it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 1/14/2021. This is show number 188. Well, Nick, bailouts for everyone. They're on the way. We could just look at the unemployment claims and know exactly where this thing's heading.
Yeah, today we did have the weekly initial claims number jump to 965,000. The expectations were for around 780,000. So this is a pretty negative number, in my opinion. Obviously, the new lockdowns are the catalyst for this higher number in the initial claims. And then you had continuing claims for the week ending January 2nd. They increased by 199,000 to 5.271 million. So we're not going in the right direction any longer, but you know, we'll see what happens, you know, next week and next month, and we'll just take it a day at a time at this stage.
Yeah, well, it's quite clear they're setting the stage for massive bailouts. Basically, governments, New York State, California, Illinois, they're going to bail them all out. And I guess they have to throw a few crumbs to the better run states like Florida, like Texas, like Oklahoma, Nebraska, because everybody's got to get a piece of the pie here, Nick.
I would think so. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. The funny thing is, though, that if interest rates go up, in which they have been climbing, and I've been telling everybody that interest rates have bottomed a long time ago, a year ago, actually, and now if interest rates go up, this is going to be very problematic with this debt load. How are you going to pay interest on your debt? And I think that's going to be something, a topic for discussion in 2021.
Yeah. So you really think that they're going to allow rates, or they have no choice but to allow rates to go higher?
Yeah, you have no choice when it comes to the 10-year and the 30-year. The Fed funds rate they can manipulate and keep at zero, which they've already said they will do to 2023. The Federal Reserve said that. However, when the marketplace dictates that, hey, they're not going to give you any money for bonds, who in their right mind would buy a U.S. Treasury? Nobody. They're going to want to get some yield on the back of that, right? They're going to want to make some interest on it. So, again, we're going to see rates continue to climb. It may not be immediately, but right now you have the 10-year U.S. Treasury note yield up around 1.09%, 1.1%. So as that climbs, that's going to be a real problem looking at the debt load that the U.S. is taking on.
And that could well affect the real estate markets as well.
It's going to affect everything.
Interesting. Interesting, because right now these rates are so low, people are buying up homes right and left. Even in the states that people are fleeing, they're buying up homes. That's what's remarkable about it, Nick, you know?
It really is. It really is incredible. I mean, I've never seen the Florida market quite like this, but just think about it. If the 10-year U.S. Treasury note yield went up to, say, 2.5%, who can afford a house?
Good question. And I guess we're going to find out the answer to that one. At some point in the future, it kind of has to happen. So semiconductor stocks are strong today?
Yeah, semiconductors are really, they've been leading the charge. That's one thing that I look at very closely to try to stick with the trend. When I have an old saying, an old jingle that I tell my members all the time, I kind of sing it to them every night. When the semis are strong, there's nothing wrong. When the semis fail, you better bail. And right now, the semiconductor is up over 3.6% on the SMH. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index up about 3%. So no problems there in semiland. But keep an eye on those semiconductors. They're getting very, very stretched and overbought now, and the rubber band can only go so far. But right now, you had some positive news on Taiwan Semiconductor. They had earnings today. That stock's up $14 this morning. So that's a big, big advance, a 12% move for Taiwan Semi. You also had a lot of upgrades for Intel. We just talked about Intel yesterday. So today, all the analysts come out that hated it. Now they love it, and they upgrade the stock. So we're getting big moves in semiconductors. But one quick reminder, this is an Options X trading week. So I think everybody needs to keep that into keep that in sight, that a lot of ridiculous moves will take place during Options X.
On Friday, right?
Well, you know, throughout the whole week, but Friday is the actual expiration, which will be tomorrow. But throughout the entire week, you'll get, you know, big, big advances. You'll get big drops in certain equities. There's a game that's played here, and it's called pin the tail on the donkey. These institutions know where they want these strike prices to go. Where the stocks to go to accommodate the least amount of people, retail investors making money.
Yeah, shear the sheep. That's the name of the game.
That's it.
And so gold, silver, what's going on here today?
Yeah, today we have a flat day it basically in gold. The GLD is just down a penny. Gold futures as we speak, down about $6 right now, trading at around 1,848. Then you have silver today up a little bit on the SLV and silver futures. I can find that chart. Yep. Silver futures up 10 cents right now. So not, you know, kind of a flat day for the metals.
Flat day. And I guess they've gotten them where they want them to be, the price. And so that most of the metals options will finish out of the money. And then we go on to the next cycle, right?
That's right. That's right. That's how it kind of works. And I look forward to getting past the options expiration trading week every month, just because there's so many shenanigans, so many games that get played in so many individual stocks. But that's what we look for every week, every month at the same time.
For sure. Well, hey, that's it for today. We'll cover some emails in the next couple of days. You want to go over to inthemoneystocks.com. That's Nick's site with his extensive trading record. Take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Email us, kl@kerrylutz.com. We'll hit your emails and comments. Like I said, we'll try for tomorrow and early in the week. That is it for today, Nick, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry. Thank you.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.